Now, the other major anti-angiogenic strategy that's been looked at is, as you mentioned, bevacizumab. Can you talk about the clinical research we have available right now in that agent in renal cell?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Bevacizumab was probably the first drug in this whole class that was studied in renal cell carcinoma. It was a study by Jim Yang up at National Cancer Institute, and it's really one of the first proof-of-concept studies. There's a nice New England Journal paper. And what he demonstrated was in patients that had failed cytokines, things like high-dose IL-2, that the use of a full-dose bevacizumab, 10 milligrams per kilogram every 2 weeks, really doubled the progression-free survival of patients over placebo. And they were able to show that this real dramatic change in the natural history of the disease was accompanied by relatively few patients achieving a partial response. So there was a dichotomy in the responses, just a few patients with what we term kind of an arbitrary partial response, a lot of patients with this somewhat more subtle minor responses, if you will, but a real change in the natural history, delay in progression. Because of the development of bevacizumab in some other disease settings, I think renal cell carcinoma was one that was somewhat put on the back burner. But in the U.S., through the cooperative group mechanism, CLGB, we're able to do a large phase 3 study where we combined bevacizumab with interferon, compared that to interferon alone. And those results actually just came out a couple months ago showing a dramatic improvement in the progression-free survival, and that's going to be presented at our national meeting in February. About 6 months earlier in Europe, a very similar design study with a placebo, so interferon placebo versus interferon bevacizumab, demonstrated similar results, about a doubling in the progression-free survival, not quite that, about 80% improvement in progression-free survival from 5.5 months to 10 months compared to the interferon placebo with the Avastin. So clearly Avastin has activity in this disease setting. Whether or not that activity is truly dependent on interferon, whether that activity is really equivalent to what we're seeing with these multi-targeted tyrosine kinase inhibitors, or whether or not these drugs could somehow be additive in the clinical setting, I think are all the sort of unanswered questions we have today.
Can you talk a little bit more about the CALGB findings?
The median survival of patients with interferon alone was 5 months. The median progression-free survival of interferon plus Avastin was 8.5 months. And I think very similar results to what we saw with the Roche study. And so now we've got two large multi-center phase 3 studies showing a dramatic improvement in the progression-free survival.